This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And with us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Tyrell Dennison. He is our technology ambassador. And as promised, last time you were with us, you said next time Facebook conversation. So here we go.
Facebook it is.
I suspect many Facebook users use it the way I do, where I accept a friendship, I read status updates, I might check messages, and that's about all I do with it. But apparently there's more you can do with it.
There is, and there's certainly a place for use like you use it, and in some ways that's how I use it. The issue that presents itself is there's a lot more behind the scenes that can go on and sometimes does go on without you realizing it. And so we're going to take a little time to kind of show you all that Facebook wants to do and in some cases is doing so that you can take advantage of it or figure out the right place to click to go, I don't want anything to do with that. Some of the biggest changes that everyone's seen, everyone noticed, the ticker in mm-hmm. that top right corner. If you've logged into your Facebook any time in the last 2 weeks, probably longer than that actually, you'll notice that there's a kind of unending river of news. People compare it to Twitter, and it's just so-and-so liked this, so-and-so listened to this or did that. What they have tried to do with this new interface is give you that constant feel and those recent posts without that cluttering up your news, your main news stream. And so you'll notice that your news stream now has more pertinent stuff, pertinent as far as Facebook is concerned. So that's where a lot of pictures or if several people like something, it'll show up there. They've tried to remove some of the clutter that people found daunting about Facebook as people have been using it more and more.
Well, now the ticker is really cluttered. Is there any way to sort of control what goes in over there? Maybe
there is. You can. You are automatically subscribed to all of your friends. Mm-hmm. They introduced a new thing called subscriptions, and you can subscribe to anyone now that allows subscriptions. And by default, most people do at least to their friends. You can unsubscribe to those people, and you can unsubscribe certain things. So you can say, I don't want to read when they like.
Right.
These are all accessible in your menu in the top right. If you click and drop down, you can manage your subscriptions. And so you can turn off some of that noise per individual. They don't have that I've seen yet and found in my diggings through the great vast world of Facebook, an ability to turn off all likes or all this or all that, but you can certainly do it per user. And then you can also subscribe to people you're not friends with now.
Really?
So you can subscribe to Justin Bieber on Facebook, okay. And he doesn't have to know who you are. And now you can watch Justin Bieber comment and do things on Facebook, and he doesn't have to know you or friend you back. Then another one that is pretty big is Timeline.
Don't you have to – isn't it kind of like an app that you have to sign up for it?
It's something like that, yeah. It's not open to everyone right now. It's just to developers, and so I've played with it a little. But they take everything you've done on Facebook and drop it chronologically down a page, and it shows you all your activity on one page. And based on feedback you've gotten on different elements, they'll make some things visible and they'll hide some things, not forever, but you just have to kind of click to open it. And so it highlights 2011, and then there'll be fewer things in 2010. Fewer things in 2009, 2008, it gets smaller and smaller. And you can expand those years to view them if you want, but it just by nature gets smaller and smaller to decrease the noise as you go back. And so most people will probably go back to about 2006, 2005 with Facebook, maybe. But then beyond that, you can start uploading stuff from your past, like baby pictures and children at events that happened in your life that were pivotal and photos from your childhood. And so it becomes an online scrapbook, basically, that everyone gets to view.
You mentioned Open Graph.
Yeah, that's one of the fun, new, and slightly frightening aspects of Facebook that integrates with Timeline. Their Open Graph is basically what's called an API, an application programming interface, that allows for things to talk to Facebook. So I don't have to talk to Facebook anymore. A program can, or an application, rather. Can. And so, for example, I'm sure most of you have seen people listening to things on Facebook now via Spotify mm-hmm. or maybe reading certain news stories on Yahoo that kind of happen in that ticker that you're used to. Well, those are all done now through the open graph. And so rather than having to like a story or share a story like you once had to, Facebook has decided that with the new way that people are wanting to share online, they don't want to have to click like all the time. They don't want to have to click share all the time.
Because that's so difficult.
It can really get in the way. You're reading something and then boom, there's a pop-up.
You might forget to like it or
exactly.
Share it with your friend.
Okay.
But they want that seamless sharing. They call it a frictionless experience. Another thing is serendipitous, real-time serendipity is another term they use. They really like this. They're excited about it. And so what they envision is, and this is really neat in theory and in practice once you realize what's happening. So I log into Spotify. I start listening to an album on Spotify. It automatically, because I've given it permission, mm-hmm. everything with Open Graph asks you once, hey, do you want us to plug this into Facebook? And if you say yes, it goes, cool. I'm going to do that until you tell me otherwise. And so I come home from work and do whatever, spend time with my children, have dinner, get done, decide to sit down and read, put on some music, put on an album, and it starts showing up in my Facebook that I'm listening to the new Ryan Adams record.
And so if I am home looking at Facebook and I have this ticker mm-hmm. on the right of my screen.
Which you will if you're logged into Facebook.
Okay. And all of a sudden I see, oh, Ty is listening to the new Ryan Adams record.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You can actually...
I said record. That's funny. Ty is listening to the new Ryan Adams release.
So I'm listening to a new single from the new Ryan Adams release. You can actually then click on that and listen along with me.
And I don't have to buy it?
You don't have to buy it. In the same way that I as a Spotify listener, I'm not purchasing the record, you also won't have to buy it.
So it works for music. Does Open Graph work with other things?
It does. They want to integrate as much stuff as we will let them into Open Graph. Another great example that actually isn't here yet in the States. It's everywhere but the U.S. because of an old law that had to do with movie rental, like VHS rental establishments. Netflix. If you're a Netflix subscriber and someone is watching an episode from the new season of Breaking Bad, mm-hmm. and you see that in your ticker, you can click in and watch it with them. But, they want to expand this beyond entertainment to they've got a running one to where when you go on a run with Nike, you come back, it automatically uploads it. It tells you where they ran, how long they've been running, when they started running. So you can, in the commercial, in theory, it shows like someone starts running on San Francisco, Golden Gate Bridge Park. And then everyone sees that and goes, well, that's a great idea. And then next thing you know, there's a whole flock of people running in Golden Gate Bridge Park.
Okay, young people, let me ask you this. Because a lot of this, none of this sounds like something I want to participate in. I feel like if I'm watching a show, listening to an album, or running somewhere, and I want you to know, mm-hmm. I can email you, I can text you, I can call you, I can invite you over to my house. So you two who are in a different generation than I am, do you like this idea of this instant share?
I see the positive aspects of it, I suppose. I mean, for example, I had a friend who in college was away for a semester in a different country from her boyfriend, and they used to watch a show together all the time, but they waited to watch until she got back to the States. Conceivably, they could have watched it together at the same time and chatted or something while they watched it. However, personally, for everyday use and stuff, I find it kind of odd. Like, I guess the sharing aspect, I kind of like having the personal connection, you know, that I'm in the room like, oh, you have to see this video that I saw. I want to see your reaction to it because I really liked it. I thought it was funny. Or the music. I really liked the song. You know, it made me want to cry. I want to see your reaction. I want to have that kind of feedback, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I can agree with that. I see some of the value of it. I'm a bit...
You like technology.
I love technology, but I'm also a skeptic of things. And so I'm certainly not wide open online. I like having privacy, and I like sharing some things and not other things. I don't want, when I use Spotify to listen to a guilty pleasure of some old metal band I used to listen to in high school, I don't want that to show up on my Facebook page, you know?
Right.
Always remember your privacy. Be paying attention. Make sure that what you're clicking on, what you're sharing, you know where it's going. Familiarize yourself. There's a graph that we'll have a link to on the website put out by allfacebook.com that talks about the six main privacy concerns with the new Facebook rollouts and how timeline is open and how sharing with lists looks and things like that. And so there are ways to arm yourself just to be aware of what's going on across the internet so that, you know, while it's fun to share what you're cooking with someone immediately, you want to know that you're doing that.
Thank you, Ty.